You've got your list. Your list is long. Your list is strong. A lot of resources. See, the other reason for that big list, remember I talked about posture? Posture simply means this, that you don't care whether or not they get involved in your business when you have a big list. You got a small list, you care. And they know it. And that's why they don't get in. When people know that you care about whether or not they're going to get started, they don't get started. When people know that you don't care whether or not that they get started because you're going to find somebody else, they want to know a little bit more and they get started. Guys, I'm giving you, if you understand these foundational, these basics here, this right here is what I learned and I became a master at. Over and over and over and over and over again, over and over and over and over and over again, I became a master at learning these basic principles and foundational things in the industry of network marketing. And that's what ultimately led to my success. When I was hooked up with the right mentorship, when I was hooked up with the right coaches and the people and the right system that we had in place. So now you got a big list. You don't care whether or not they get involved. And what you want to do is this. With that list of people, you want to process that list of people in the shortest amount of time possible. Why? You build up momentum. And I always give an equation. P equals MV. Momentum equals mass times velocity. The bigger the list of names and the faster you go through them equals the bigger the momentum that you'll have in your business. You wonder why you see people who get involved in the business, the next thing you know, they go from zero to silver in the first 30 days. Or they go from zero to gold in the first 60 days or the first 90 days. It's because they had a big list of people that they put through a process in a very short period of time, and their group did the exact same thing. Remember, your group will typically duplicate 20% of what you do right and around 80% of what you do wrong. And all you need is 20% of the people in your group. If you're doing it right, building a big list of names, going through them in a short period of time, you only need 20% of the people to do the same thing with you. And now that's what we call momentum. You don't have momentum by yourself. You have momentum by developing proper work habits and having a few people duplicate the exact same thing that you're doing. Your group, your whole group won't do it. I don't expect 80% of the people to do what I'm talking about today. I'm looking for 5 people to do what I'm talking about today. Just 5. And I'm not going to pick who you are. Just 5. 5 people, and we can create momentum with 5 people doing and mastering these fundamentals that I'm talking about. Just 5%. 5. So now you've got your group, you've got your, you know, because cream will always rise to the top. They'll watch and see what you're doing, and they're like, man, he's processing a lot of people. Every time I call him, he says he's meeting with somebody. Every time I call him, he says he's showing the plan. And guess what? The 5%ers, or that 20% of the people in your group, they're going to duplicate what you're doing. They're going to say, man, he's gone all the time. Well, maybe I need to be out showing the plan. And guess what? They'll do it. And now you've got so much activity going on in a short period of time, your business doesn't have a choice but to explode because you're putting so many people through the process. Well, let's talk about the invitation process and how you get people to see the plan. You guys have seen us do the baseball diamond. I'm not going to talk about warm market right now, the warm market process, but I want to talk about the invitation process because this is very important. Most of you right now, what you do is you throw away hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars every single day by how you get on the phone and you improperly invite people to see the opportunity. An improper invite means this: that person that just gave me this $100,000 to get Wendell in, I just gave it right back to him by doing an improper invite because he's not coming. And I just messed it up. I messed it up. Remember, this is my philosophy here. Every person that I sponsor in the business is not one person. Network marketing, 1 + 1 = 2, it equals 11. This right here is exponential growth. Every person that I sponsor in the business, Jay, is another 20 people that I'll be able to put into that person's business within the first 30 days. Every person that I sponsor, I'll put 20 people in their business right away. Bam. That's what my goal is. Get 20 people in right away. Because now, Ludolph, I got 20 people. Each 20 represents how many? Another 20, that's 400 people. See, that's what I picture. See, I don't picture sponsoring a person and having one person. Those of you who picture that, change your picture. Change your thought process. One person doesn't equal one person. How many of you in here, raise your hands if you knew me before this company? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You follow what I'm saying? But because I knew him, how many of you are in his group, in Ed's group? You follow what I'm saying? All the hands just popping up like popcorn now. So because I met Ed, because I met Regina, I've been introduced to thousands of people. One doesn't equal one. You follow what I'm saying? Now, You've got your list. Now what we're going to do is we're going to start the invitation process. We're going to start making what we call some phone calls. This is that 5,000-pound gorilla that most of people are afraid of in the industry of network marketing. How many of you honestly find it very difficult to make phone calls? Keep your hands up right quick. Keep your hands up if you find it difficult to make phone calls. Okay, now, hold on for a second. Keep your hands up. I'm going to show you how to make it very simple. Keep your hands up. Yeah. Go get some exercise. Y'all need to hold those phones. That's why you want to put your hands down. You ain't been holding that phone up. Got to hold it. Keep your hands up. Now, Bill Gates sent out an email that you got. Hold on for a second. Keep your hands up. Show you how to make it not difficult. And said, for every person that you call and offer an opportunity to come and work with him and be mentored by him, he's going to put $100 in your bank account for every person that you call, whether they want to work for him or not. How many of you would be afraid to pick up the phone and call people? Keep your hands up if you'd still be afraid. You will be afraid? No. Why? Because you got a guarantee. Now, this is not putting anybody down, but I just want to give it to you straight. That's called job mentality. That's called, I'll do something if you can guarantee me a result. And that's okay. Change. Just change. You cannot be successful in this industry of network marketing if you have job or employee mentality. You've got to be able to see the future. You've got to be able to create your own guarantee. See, nobody guaranteed me any success. I created my own guarantee. I guaranteed that I go out and do the work. How many of you would guarantee that you'll go out and just do the work anyway without a guarantee? I'll tell you guys, take it on faith. Take this business on faith. A year, 2 years on faith. You'll make money in the process. You may not get rich and get all of your dreams in the process. You'll make money, but guess what? The key thing is that you'll be changing in that two-year process. And the change is what's going to bring about the results. So now, it's easy for everybody to work the phone if you switch to wealth mentality and you have a big dream. You have to find what motivates you. If something that you know that motivates you, Wilma, guess what? This is what you do. If you've typically been afraid to work the phone, what you do is this. Write a check to yourself. If this is one of your goals, for $1,000 or $10,000 or something like that, make up some type of check written to you and paste it right there on the telephone. See, guys, you have to motivate yourselves. Don't wait for external motivations. You know, that's why I say you start with a dream and now take those dreams and post them all around you. You know, put little sayings together. Put little, whatever it is. If you're tired of your job and you want freedom, nickname it the freedom tool. Don't call it a telephone. This is the freedom tool. I got to use my freedom tool. I'm telling you guys, if you change the name of something, you have a different picture of what it is. Now, guess what you picture that as? A freedom tool. That means every time you use it, you're getting closer or one step to your freedom. You follow what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, calling it a telephone. When you have that list, this is what you want to do. You want to designate a time that you're actually going to make phone calls. Designated time that you're going to make phone calls. Any time is a good time. I'm not going to give you a specific time. Just don't make phone calls when you should be at a business briefing or a training or at some other event. That's team time. That's commitment time. Okay? That's show time. Typically, I don't like to call people, me personally, after 1 a.m. But you know who those people are. Now, based on how you're going to call them, some people you can sponsor them right away. You call them at 1 a.m. in the morning. I'm serious. See, you guys got to get excited about this thing. Another example. You figured out it was a gold mine off of 59. 15 40-foot trucks turned over, gold bars. The mayor calls and says, hey, listen, get what you want for the first hour. You're not going to call your buddy at 1 a.m. in the morning? Oh, she's asleep. He's asleep. No, you're going to pick up the phone and call him. Well, guess what? You found a gold mine. You call, try it. Somebody who you haven't talked to, you call somebody. Hey, listen, sorry to wake you up. I found the gold mine. I know it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I found a gold mine. You're talking about this business, though. Where is it? What, you know, what I need to do? Listen, I need your credit card to put about $1,000 on it. Guys, I sponsor my first 7 people like that. Y'all laughing. I'm telling you how to become rich. I sponsor my first 7 people that way. I call them up and say, hey, listen. I didn't say a goal. I say, hey, listen, I found it. I can't explain it. It's an internet business. I can't explain anything. I need a credit card and put $1,000 on it. I'll call you back, tell you the details. The first 6 people that I did that with gave me their credit card. Didn't even know what it was. Why? I was excited, and they knew that I was just onto something. And now, this is before I had ever made any money in network marketing. So I didn't have this track record of being successful. No, I didn't have a track record of being successful in this business. But I was excited. I knew I found a way for me to get rid of the job. I found a way for me to have more money in my bank account. I found a way for me to get the things out of life that I wanted so that I can bring about the physical monetary equivalent to get rid of the things that I didn't want so that I can have all the things that I did want. And I was fired up and excited about it. So it was very simple for me to make those phone calls. But now, you set up a designated time that you're going to make phone calls. When you're making phone calls, make sure that you're mentally clear. Make sure that you have no distractions around you whatsoever. Make sure that the dog is put up. Make sure that the kids understand that. The thing I had to do with Holton, I had to have a reward system. Because he'd bust in my room, just, you know, he's in Taekwondo. He'd come in and kick the door in and do a karate move. And I'm on the phone, you know, telling something, you know, just doing an invite. You know, and I got to, you know, do all that type of stuff. You know, so I had to tell him. I say, listen. And I set up a reward system. Guys, I'm telling you, you can do anything if you get creative enough. I set up a reward system. I say, hey, listen. When I'm on the phone, and if this door is closed, and I do like this before I get started, you give me a certain amount of time to do this, and you will earn 50 points. See, we got a point system in our house. He goes out and do things that he's supposed to do. He gets points towards things that he wants. I'm working with him on a goal system already. You follow what I'm saying? So now, guess what? Even though he wants to kick that door in, he won't do it because he wants 50 points. Because if he gets enough points, that's how he got a PS2 for Christmas. Because I wasn't buying that stuff, but he earned enough points through disciplined activity so that he can get the stuff that he wanted. And so I set up that reward system. That's why I don't have to worry about my door being karate chopped down anymore. Okay? Now, so you make sure that your atmosphere is right. Make sure that you're standing up. Make sure that you've been listening to something positive. Guys, put in one of the tapes or one of the CDs that you've listened to before you make phone calls. If it's been a challenge for you, put in something like that. Now, the other thing is this here. This is how you can get creative. Have your phone, what I call your war room or whatever it is that you're going to have, the area that you're going to make phone calls. This is one thing I found out here. How many of you would be afraid to make phone calls if I was standing right next to you, Brad was standing right next to you, Susan Walsh was standing right next to you, Regina Baker was standing right next to you. Derwin was standing right next to you. Ed was standing right next to you. Kenneth and Tanja was standing right there next to you. And we're in the room. How many of y'all would be afraid to pick up the phone and call a prospect? No. Well, why don't you take pictures of us and paste them on your wall? See, y'all are laughing. Y'all are laughing. This is, guys, I'm sharing you how to be successful. Take pictures of us and put them on your wall. And put the telephone right in front of us. And guess what? And you can write words that are coming out of our mouths. You know, out of my mouth, you can put this little bubble saying, hey, pick up the phone, call them, and you can be a platinum. And guess what? Every time you look at my picture, you're programming yourself. Regina, you know, she's telling you, hey, listen, I didn't like the phone before, but now I'm free because I picked up the phone and made phone calls. That's what's coming out of her mouth. And so you put what you want coming out. And now every time you walk into that room, it's a positive room. It's your little area. Guys, I'm telling you, you do it for a short period of time and you won't need the pictures. I'm just trying to show you how to get from where you are to where you want to go. Create your own environment to change your attitude. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Don't wait to come to training for us to create a positive attitude for you. Do it yourself. Wealth mentality versus employee mentality. Do it yourself. You own your own business. There's no limitations at all. There's no competitors except you and your ability to picture what you want. Create that atmosphere. And so now, guess what? You've got myself. You've got all of us right here. You've got all these top income earners right there waiting for you. I mean, just right there looking at you. You know how it is when you put a picture on the wall. No matter where you go, their eyes looking at you. You can't hide. You can't run from us. And now you pick up that phone and you start dialing because your buddies, your heroes are there. The people that you respect are there. People that you admire are there. Next thing you know, you have people having you on their wall. That's when you know you've become successful. Use your little digital camera. Load a picture up. Put it on the wall. You know what? People think you're crazy. Those who think you're crazy, guarantee you, 5 years from now, if they don't change, they'll be in the same financial situation where when they come visit you, I guarantee you they'll visit you in a different neighborhood. See, people thought I was crazy for putting all this pink, green, pastel color paper all over my house with affirmations on it. They walk in, especially people who came to deliver things at my house. What's all this stuff? They thought I was crazy. That's why they were delivering stuff to my house and nothing was being delivered to their house. You follow what I'm saying? Now, so you create your environment. Now, this is what you do. Once you do that, it's ready to make those phone calls. When you make those phone calls, you're upbeat. You've already created your environment. You're reading the words. Edwin Haynes is telling you, hey, listen, I used to be shy as a church mouse. Now, I make phone calls with ease. Regina's saying, I used to be shy as well. Now I make phone calls all the time. Kenneth Simmons says, hey, listen, the reason I'm number one recruiter is because we made phone calls. You can do it. And you're looking at us doing it. You're motivated. You're excited. You're standing up. Why are you standing up? Because when you stand up, your voice inflections are like what mine are right now. That means that you exude a little bit more excitement, a little bit more enthusiasm. And the people that you're actually calling, they need to know that you are excited. They need to know that you are a little bit different and that you've got something a little different than you've had before. So you can't call them with your normal self. You call them with your normal self, expect them not to get in. Something's got to be different about you.
That's a lot of great information to digest. Before we go into brain overload, why don't we take a 30-second mental break? And when we come back, I'll teach you my greatest invitation secret. It's called the phrase that pays. Now that you've built your list and you understand the importance of setting posture, let's learn the three steps of a successful invite. Now remember, mastering these three steps is what allows you to turn your network marketing business into a cash cow.